This sleepy capital in a Himalayan valley more than 2,300 meters high is home to 100,000 Bhutanese who do not have much experience playing host to visiting dignitaries. A president or prime minister from a neighboring foreign country might drop in every few years, but never have seven heads of government come calling simultaneously. The Secretary of the Information and Communications Ministry, Kinle Dorji, tells VOA News that makes the SARC summit an unprecedented event in Bhutan's history.
It's the biggest meeting we've ever held. And it will be the biggest for a long time because I don't see Bhutan being able to host any of the larger international gatherings.
During the quarter century of SARC's existence, Bhutan repeatedly begged off taking its turn as summit host, citing lack of infrastructure and inability to provide adequate security. Visiting leaders will stay in a complex recently built to house Bhutan's cabinet members. Every hotel and guest house in Thimphu has been booked by delegation members and the more than 100 visiting foreign correspondents. That has shopkeepers in central Thimphu delighted. Tempa runs a small store selling traditional and modern garments as well as a bit of jewelry. The merchant says many visitors will surely drop into a shop, and he is expecting a bonanza of additional sales. Not everyone is caught up in the whirlwind. For Buddhist nun Mindu Zangmo, walking back to her monastery from a hospital visit, it is all a bit confusing. She says she has no idea what is SARC, but if all these important foreigners are coming, she figures it must be good for Bhutan. Many others seem to agree with that optimistic assessment. Hundreds of civil servants, students, and recent graduates have volunteered and undergone training to become cooks, butlers, and janitors to provide manpower at summit venues. In addition to host Bhutan and the seven other SARC countries, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, India, Maldives, Nepal, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka, there will be a number of official observer delegations: Australia, China, the European Union, Iran, Japan, South Korea, and the United States. Steve Herman, VOA News, Thimphu.